I prepared a paper because I just afraid this PowerPoint won't cooperate with me. 所以今天呢，我预备了很多的纸张。 因为我怕呢，今天这个PowerPoint呢不跟我合作，他又开始给我出现状况，所以呢，我今天预备了很多的纸，但是刚才一撒在地上呢，全部都失落了，我都不知道咋办了。OK，No，OK，没问题。 So today I'm going to share with you Heavenly's Word and Dragon Saver. 今天跟大家分享的主题是《倚天屠龙记》。Same thing as usual. This is from this book. This is the story from this book. This book is the truth of God. 今天同样的是来自这本书，这本书是上帝的故事，上帝要把故事要告诉我们，他透过这本书将他的故事来告诉我们，所以今天的《倚天屠龙记》也是从这本书而来的。So today, the title Heavenly Sword and Dragon Saber, this story also comes from this book. It's not from 金庸小说, it's not from that 金庸, okay? So, why I choose this title? 为什么我要选择这样子的题目? 如果你喜欢看武侠小说的话, 武侠小说里面通常都有这样子一个脉络。 If you like to read the, what, how to say 武侠小说 in English? Okay, Kung Fu novel, okay. If you like to read a Kung Fu novel, most of the time, in a Kung Fu novel, you'll find that very, very beginning, the evil one kind of like ring the supreme. 通常在武侠小说当中的时候，在故事最前面最前面的时候呢，通常会发生什么事情？就是那个很坏的那个呢，突然间好像得胜了，right? 然后呢，就在那个时刻当中的时候呢，突然间有一个baby就出现了。 然后那个baby就慢慢长大，然后那个baby长大之后呢，他就卷土重来，然后就做报仇了，right? So most of the time in the Kung Fu novel, at the very beginning, the evil one kind of reigned supreme. But at that moment, normally a baby, a descendant was born. And when this descendant, this baby, this offspring grew up, and this offspring will become the great and get the revenge. And have a big revenge, and then reign, and then at the end, 好人就得胜了。 At the end, and a good person will reign the supreme, right? This is most of the time the plot in the novel, Kung Fu novel. 通常武侠小说都是这样子的。那今天我们看这本书里面，是不是有同样的情节呢？好，我们一起来看。通常我们会问上帝啊，你为什么要把分别善恶树上的果子造出来？如果你没有造分别善恶树上的果子，那一切事情都没有问题，对吗？ Lord, God. I don't know how you address your God. God, Lord, why did you create the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Without that tree, everything will be fine. Is that true? 是不是没有分别善恶树果子，一切都没有问题吗？ 如果真的没有问题的话，请举手。 Okay, everybody agree. 所有人都同意。 Even without the tree of knowledge of evil, things will happen too. 神并没有造出玩偶，一切都是神美好的创造。 For the very, very beginning, God did not create puppet. For everything God created was good, including the tree of knowledge of evil. Everybody here understand, God created and put the tree of knowledge of evil in the Garden of Eden for the one reason, so that we have a freedom of choice, freedom to choose what is good, what is bad. Whether we follow God or we follow the evil, right? So we have that freedom. This is a fundamental of being fundamental nature of human being. 就每一个人都被赐予自由意志，这是成为人最基本的一个本质。 Without freedom of choice, we are all machine, we are all puppet. But God did not create puppet from the very, very beginning because He created us in the image of God. We are all given the freedom of choice. And then, another question is, why God created a snake? Why God created Satan? Where did Satan come from? 但另外一个问题我们就常常会问，上帝为什么造蛇？为什么上帝要造撒旦？撒旦又是从哪里来的？ Why this serpent appear in the Garden of Eden? God created everything good. 神不是创造一切都是好的吗？ 但为什么有一只蛇会出现在 这只狡猾的蛇会出现在伊甸园当中呢？ Now, back to the original Hebrew, the crafty here More than crafty than any other wild animal. Crafty here doesn't mean that it's evil. Crafty means just you are shrewd, you are knowledgeable, you are wise. 这里的 crafty 呢，就是狡猾，意思不是负面的。这里狡猾是他比较聪明，他比较有就好像主耶稣所说的，你就是要灵巧像蛇，他是动力是好的。But the reason why is behind all this, Satan disguise himself in the form of serpent. 这背后乃是因为撒旦他化身成一个蛇的样式，蛇本身并不是问题，蛇只是一个形状，重点是背后的这个什么撒旦。所以神没有造出撒旦，一切都是撒旦自由的选择。God did not create Satan, for it was due to Satan's own freedom to choose. That is Satan, how Satan came from the very beginning. 就是从开始的时候，撒旦是怎么样出现的？是他自由的选择，不顺从神，最后他堕落了。He chose to rebel against God, and finally he fell down. He fell off, and then he became the Satan. Satan means attack or the not attack. It's a accuser. Thank you. 他是控告者来的，所以他就这样子出现了。This is the story how Heavenly Sword and the Saber, the Dragon Saber, start. 这是《倚天屠龙记》这个精彩的剧情开始发生了。Now we know that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sins against God. 我们知道在亚当夏娃在伊甸园当中犯错了，神就给亚当夏娃一个很重要的应许。 就是女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她脚跟。 Everybody knows， 我们这里都知道，神给了一个重要的应许。 God promised one pronounced one very important promise in the beginning when Adam and Eve sins in the Garden of Eden. That is, He will crush your head and you will strike His heel. There is an enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. That is why I said, when the evil kind of reign supreme, at that very moment, God said, there's going to be the seed of the woman, and that seed of the woman is going to crush your head. That is a prophecy. So in most of the Kung Fu novel, you will see the same kind of plot. 所以你会发现在许多武侠小说当中都有类似这样子的那种情节。当你发现二者开始掌权的时候，就在那个时刻，突然间 就有一个预言产生了，将来会发生什么事情。That is how our story today begins. 这是我们今天故事要开始的时候。那通常撒旦要做的两件事情，第一个就是欺骗，第二个就是杀害。Most of the time, the serpent or the evil one, two kind of a plot or two kind of schemes, most of the time Satan used to deceive and to kill. And normally, Satan himself won't kill on his own. 通常撒旦不会亲手的把你杀了，他会骗你，但通常不会杀你的。But in the Bible, in many story in the book, we will see that the Satan manipulate his descendant to do it. 在圣经里面，许多故事，蛇或者撒旦或者控告者，通常是透过人或者透过他的后裔来做这样的事情。这就是为什么女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔之间是彼此为仇的。 So we see the enmity between the descendant of the serpent and the descendant of what? The seed of the woman. So, 因此, from the first four, the chapter, right after the Genesis chapter 3, you will see Eve born a baby. 所以你会发现在创世纪第四章一开始的时候呢，就讲到了一个情况，就生了一个孩子，不止生一个，而且生两个。 Two babies born. One is Cain and Eve, Abel. The other one is Abel. You know the story. Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. So you see the storyline here. One is a descendant of who? Descendant of seed of the woman, and the other one is descendant of serpent. And they fought each other at the end. Who? Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. So you find that this kind of story started to happen. 女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔就开始在征战了，也就是所谓的魔教与正派人士就开始打仗了。所以呢 该隐呢，可以说是一个蛇的后裔的代表，来把这个亚伯杀了。然后呢，神在这里要发，记着耶和华使我得了一个男子，在夏娃的心中知道说女人的后裔要得胜，她生了一个孩子，以为这个孩子能够帮助她扳回一口气来，结果发现这个生的孩子竟然把她第二个孩子杀了。 So Eve first of all presumed that this came maybe the seed of the woman that God gave to destroy the Satan or destroy the evil one, but finally he discovered came attacked his second brother and killed him. But by God's mercy, 同一章里头 by God's mercy in the same chapter, God gave another son named Seth. 在同一章当中的时候，又另外一个婴儿生出来了，那个名字叫做赛特。你发现赛特第二代之后是以挪士，那时候人开始求告耶和华的名。 So read the story carefully. At that time, God gave Eve another son named Shaph, and the Shaph born another baby, Enosh. And from that time on, people stopped calling on the name of the Lord. Stop calling on the name of the Lord means that you need to build an altar. You need to build an altar in order you can call on the name of the Lord. 所以说当时赛特生了出来，就以挪士。那时候人开始求告耶和华的名，要求告耶和华的名，一定要建立一个塔，建一个塔来求告耶和华的名。那你会发现，亚夏娃所生的这两个儿子呢，有很大的差别。一个是赛特的后裔，求告耶和华的名；但是该隐的后裔是怎样子的呢 ？You will see that Cain was building a city.But he named this city after his son Enosh. So you will find that these two descendants behave differently. One descendant built the altar and called on the name of the Lord. But the other descendant built the city. Built a city for what? Named the city by his son named Enosh. So two descendants kind of line up here. So you find that 两个后裔就开始连出来了。所以魔教跟正教人派人士呢，两就开始呢，慢慢的发生了一些的事情了。当时耶和华见人在罪恶很大 ，and then the great man wickedness on the earth is so great, but you find that the tenth descendant, the tenth generation, the tenth generation of Seth 就是挪亚 found a favor in front of the Lord。同样，你看见两条线 ，at the same time you see the two lines。When the whole earth is filled with the wickedness, but there is one line. There's the line of Seth, the 10th generation of Seth. In the genealogy, you'll find that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. 就是在赛特的第十代中间的时候，挪亚就被兴起来了。同样的，挪亚的生个孩子当中有一个叫做赏的，而赏的后代当中的第十代，神就兴起了亚伯拉罕。第十代。第十代跟第十代 The 10th generation Because what? It's a complete It's a fulfilled So 神都在第十代中间兴起了一个嘛一个 baby 一个 man 一个人 So God raised out every 10th generation One descendant to speak to that generation 神在每第十个时代的时候就对那个时代的邪恶开始来说话就到了闪耶和华赏的赏是应当称颂的 The God of Shame Blessed be the Lord 如果你注意的话赏这个字哦 If you look carefully The word shame In the original Hebrew Shame means what? Name N-M-M-E 在原文的希伯来文当中赏的意思是什么意思赏的意思就是名字的意思就是名字的意思 So very beginning What kind of name we need to praise? 我们应该要称赞什么名？叫称赞耶和华的名 ，right? So 从开始的时候，求告耶和华的名。From the very beginning, the descendant of the seed of woman, Shaph, calling on the name of the Lord. So 在开始的时候呢，赛特的后裔就开始求告耶和华的名。那该隐的后裔呢，就为自己建造城市。然后呢，不是求告耶和华的名，是为自己的儿子取了那个城市的名字。但是在赛的后裔当中， 闪的神、名字的神、应当称颂的那一位，神就被兴起来。就亚伯拉罕，神就对他说：“我要使你的名为大，万国都要因你和你的后裔而得福。” This is all related, all related together. 所以你会发现 ，the beginning came build a city and name the city according to his son's name, but the descendant of the seed of woman, Sheph, called the name of the Lord, and at the tenth generation, the God of shame.God of the name, Jehovah, is to be praised. So you see, very differently, two lines for the beginning from the Bible. God raised up this descendant of the seed of woman, one of them, Abraham. And what? I will give you the great name. Not because you, Abraham, have a great name. Just because I, Jehovah, give you the great name. I will make your name great.所以说，这不是亚伯拉罕有多大，或者名字有多大，或怎样，乃是神自己使他的名为大，而且对他说，万国都要因你的后裔而蒙福。So all nations on earth will be blessed to you. I'm the one made your name great. 所以在武侠小说里面的时候，都是要传扬自己的名，对吧？对吧 ？So in the kung fu novel, most of the time we want to what? We want to puff out our own names, right? Or puff up our names. But in the Bible.You need to puff out whose name? Jehovah names. So to whom this name of Jehovah will be raised up or will be praised to the descendant of the deceased woman. 所以神就非常赐福亚伯兰的后代，的确他们就生养众多，而且繁茂，极其强盛，满了埃及整地。 Really, truly, according God fulfilled his promise and blessing to Abraham.And his descendant, Israelite, were fruitful and multiplied greatly on that earth. But what will happen next? 结果发生什么事情？你会发现埃及的法老就督促他们做劳工，而且要建什么？建两座城。那两座城叫做什么？比东跟南塞。The same thing, same pattern happened. Descendant of serpent. 你会发现同样的事情发生了，也就是蛇的后裔做同样的事情。这时候法老建了两座城，一个叫比东，一个狼塞。 You see the same pattern, same similarity that happened before. So see the two lines. 在这里再次看到两条线之间彼此的征战。你也同样可以看见 This Pharaoh, he said, If this is a boy, kill him. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile.When someone prophesies, there's a baby. That baby will be the one who reigns the supreme at the end. What will happen to the evil one? He will chase after that baby and kill that baby, right? In the Kung Fu novel, most of the time, this is kind of plot. 所以在武侠小说里面，你通常会看见，突然间有哦，印度戏里面也是这样子的。我不知道你们有没有看印度戏，也是有这样子的情节，就是当。突然间有人篡魔恶人得胜了之后呢，后来有个预言说将来会有个什么什么的，他就开始什么，开始就追杀这个人，最后呢使到这个预言不会成真，都是这样子的。 So next thing, so when the people Israelite is in the suffering, God sent Moses because God care about them, right? 好，So when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, right? Pharaoh said, I don't know. Who is the Lord? I do not know the Lord. 所以说当以色列人在痛苦当中的时候，上帝又差遣摩西去了。上帝摩西要去的时候呢，就说你把上帝的百姓送走，放走。法老就说，耶和华是谁？我不认识耶和华。I don't know him. So arrogant.所以这里法老呢非常的骄傲。The Pharaoh is so arrogant, said, Who is Lord? I don't know him. I won't let my people go. 我不会让我朋友，让我这些百姓去的，让这些以色列百姓去。那做了一件事情。那上帝就对这个摩西说，你手中拿着一颗杖去见法老。God told Moses, you take a staff and go and see the Pharaoh, and you draw the staff on the floor.And this stuff becomes snake, right? 然后呢，摩西啊，法老那边也差来了一些人，法术师也拿了杖，丢了有两只蛇，也丢了在地上，也变了很多蛇。So there's something happened. So all the stuff became a snake. But at the end, arrow stuff swallow up that stuff. You see the story here. Now, let's pull back a little bit story. In history, 我们来看一下历史。你看这张图画，法老 this picture, what's the crown of the being the pharaoh, be the king of the Egypt? The pharaoh normally will wear a crown. So what is at the center of the crown?It's a snake. So in the ancient Israel, in the ancient Egypt, ancient Egyptian, they worship snake. Snake is their god. So that's why Pharaoh is a what? The son of the snake. That's why he wears the crown with the snake in the middle. Okay. 所以说为什么在历史当中的时候，这个法老的冠呢是有一只蛇的？因为他们是什么？拜蛇的，蛇是他们的祖先，他们是蛇的后代。So you see all this story plot all links together. So you all go back to the very beginning in the Genesis. So this is the people of God, and this is what? The one who persecuted the people of God. Killed a baby. And Moses was sent to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, I don't know God. Who is he? But finally you see that.Which snake is more stronger? Stuff from the Moses stuff become a snake and swallow the stuff or the snake by the Pharaoh. 所以你会发现，摩西手中的杖变成蛇的时候，将法老所变出来的蛇呢吃掉了 ，swallow up. Who wins? 这都是一些 prophecy. 这些 all these are the prophecy that God is going to do.In the future, 大家知道这个是谁吗 ？Who know who this? 猜一猜，如果有看武侠小说的话，这是很久很久以前的。猜一猜这个是谁？拿着一个蛇杖 ，He carried a snake staff. This is not in the 齐天出笼记的。我只是考考你们有没有读武侠小说罢了啊。哪一个很坏的人是拿着蛇杖的？而且他拿着蛇杖会碰上毒气的。Who is that? 西毒欧阳锋。Okay, so maybe if not Chinese, you don't read all this kung fu novel, you don't know that. Okay, I just bring out see the super stuff. This is 西毒欧阳锋。西毒欧阳锋 is one kind of kung fu novel. 那他就拿着一个杖，这个杖呢是一个蛇的头来的。Yeah, so when the first time, 我小的时候我看这个天龙八部或者这个什么东邪西毒南帝北丐哦，我一看的时候呢，我就联想到这本书了。Okay, so when I look at this kung fu novel, the first thing when I was still a child, it already automatically it come to my mind. It remind me the story of what the Pharaoh and the Moses how they fight each other in the palace. The stuff.Become a snake and the stuff become a snake, how they swallow up each other. No, not each other. The stuff of them are from the Lord swallow the stuff from snake. 所以我从小的时候就发现啊、哦、很有故事的情节都呈现在这本书的里面。Most of the plot already been displayed in this book. 所以就后来法老的孩子也被杀死了，埃及地所有长子都死了。那我很快的看过去啊。And after that, 还有一个情况 the Egyptian, all Pharaoh horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them. Okay? 那时候埃及人就追赶他们，想要把他们抓回来，对不对？ And then Moses raised staff and stretched out his hand over the sea. Not Moses, but the staff. 那你们大家要注意，这里不是摩西有多厉害。乃是摩西手中那个杖，也是当时变成蛇的那个杖。That staff is the powerful one. It's not Moses. So when Moses raised the staff and stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea was divided. 所以当摩西举杖的时候，水就分开了，然后以色列就走过干地。That is the power of the staff. 然后 what happened at the end is the Lord swept them into the sea. Not one of them survived. 所以你发现耶和华把他们推翻在海中，连一个也没有。 What this story all about? Is this all about the Sunday school, children's Sunday school, or tell the story of God is so powerful? If you look clearly all this story, there is something behind all this story. It's something you want to tell us. Okay, from the book of Ezekiel, 如果你看以西结书的时候，这些故事都不是一个只是一个故事而已，这些故事背后都有它自己的意义在当中。 你看以西结书里面说，法老啊，你是河中的大鱼；埃及啊，你是坐不动的拉哈伯。 So here is that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, you are a great monster, lying among streams. You are called Rahab to do nothing, Egypt. 你打碎了拉哈伯，是上帝打碎了拉哈伯。 So here, the Lord God Jehovah is Almighty, who is like you. You crush. See the word crush, Rahab. And then, in that day, the Lord, with his hard and great strong sword, see that here? Will punish the Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, the twisting serpent. He will what? Slay the dragon that is in the sea. 耶和华必用他刚硬有力的屠龙刀，快行的蛇，屈行的蛇。 并杀海中的大鱼. All this linked together. Okay? So when the Pharaoh chased after the people of Israel, God killed the monster over the sea. Because of what? The staff in the hands of Moses. And that staff is given by the Lord Jehovah. Now, we see another story. So after the Israelite, they came out from the land of Egypt, they went into the wilderness. After 40 years in the wilderness, and finally under the leading of Joshua, they came into the land of Canaan. 后来经过40年在旷野当中的漂流，后来在约书亚的带领下就进入了吧，进入迦南地。然后约书亚呢就开始要战争。 得那块地，那块里面有个故事，就是五个摩利王，五个亚摩利王。 So when Joshua led the people of Israel to conquer the land, there's one story here. It's a story about the sun start for a day. 还记得吗？ There's a story. 在圣经上面有个故事，就是耶稣亚带领百姓们进入迦南战争的时候，有一次神使太阳停了。 而且停了足足有一天的时间来给他们做征战的时间，还记得那个故事吗？在那故事里面就是这里的故事，五个亚摩利王跟约书亚打仗的。在这次打仗当中的时候，故事很长，但是我告诉你一个很重要的一个情节，就是这五个王呢后来就逃在一个洞里面，后来从洞里面抓出来，然后约书亚就说了一句话， He said, "Come here." Put your feet on the neck of this king. And so they came forward and placed their feet on their neck. 就在这个时候有个很重要的情节，神差遣上帝界的子民去把那个以色列地拿回来。后来那块地上面有许多的王，就是亚摩利王。然后那些王被打败的时候，就藏在一个洞里面。约书亚。 的意思就是救赎主的意思，救拯救的意思，就叫王带出来，然后说一句话，把脚踏在这些王的颈项上，然后把他们五王就杀死了。So if you see the whole picture here, 这不是一个好像就是一个用脚踏在一个颈项上的这样意思， all link back to the prophecy that God said in the book of Genesis chapter 3. 这些所有的故事情节 都不是偶然的， This is not coincident. 这些所有的情节都是联系到最后最初的时候，在创世纪第三章里头神所说的那一个应许，神所说的那个预言。 This is the picture. Now we see next story. What is the next story? If you can, I can play this story. Can I play? carefully. The seed of a woman named David, fried a stone, Philistine, seed of a serpent who defiled the armies of the living God, get struck on the forehead. So, 当女人的后裔, 大卫, 用石头打中, 强大, 当着辱骂, 永生神耶和华, 使得后裔, 巨人的哪里? 额头的时候, 打破蛇后裔的头。 你可以发现, 女人的后裔, 也就是以色列整个的群体, 也就是上帝的百姓, 透过一个女人的后裔, 大卫而得到拯救。 So a crushed head of the Philistine before death. 你看到那把刀了吗? What kind of刀? So you see that sword. What kind of sword? Heavenly sword or a dragon saber? The quality seed of the woman are delivered from the singular seed of the woman. But unfortunately, you see, even though God sent one after another warrior, a spiritual hero, to deliver the people of Israel from the bondage of sin and to conquer the land,
你会发现虽然神不断差遣很多属灵的伟人带领神的百姓征战得到那块地从罪恶当中拯救出来但你会发现几代以后
What happened to the people of Israel? 那这些事情发生什么事情你会发现一次又一次的上帝的百姓却拒绝耶和华当面拒绝耶和华 So you see that century after century, decade after decade, you will see the descendant of the people of God keep rebellious against God. They worship God of Canaan.
他们膜拜迦南地的外邦神明。
无论他们见过多少的神迹，还是一样的违背耶和华。 No matter how many times they've seen the wonder how much God rescued them from the sin, from the power of the enemies, no matter how many times they still rebel against God. Rebels against God, and only 7,000 of them never worship Baal.
神只在他们当中留下只有少数的7000个没有向巴利屈膝的。很多时候我们觉得上帝的子民都很不错。
魔教的后裔呢，很糟糕 ，right？ 但是很多时候，上帝的百姓却不像样 ，the most of the time the people of God they don't really live out God character image and they fall down before the image of what false God，
他们却在假神面前效法他们的模样，而不是效法耶和华，而是效法这些的。
情况，那到底呢？发生了什么事情？当时他们住在那块地上面的时候，我们来看。The
Bible condemns the religious practices of the great rivals of the Israelites, the Canaanites. The two peoples battled over territory for centuries, and the Bible says one of the greatest sins of the Canaanites was making their children walk through fire. 300 BC. On the outskirts of a Canaanite city in the Middle East, citizens gather at a sacred site called the Burning Place. They have come to honor a bronze idol, a god the Bible calls Molech. Molech is also known as Baal, the bull-headed king of storms. Molech brings destructive floods or devastating droughts unless he is appeased. Molech is called a false god in the Bible. The Israelites condemned the ritual of walking through fire to appease Molech. The authors of the Bible don't describe this ritual, but later writers explain it in detail. Century BC. A young mother has been selected to give up her precious infant to the god. The priest takes the baby, then offers it to the bronze idol.
You would put the baby in the arms of a giant bronze statue. The arms extended out over a raging open fire, and music was playing, and the flames would leap up around the baby.
If the offering is pleasing to the god, then magically the statue's arms begin to move.
As the arms of the bronze statue heated up and expanded, the baby would drop through the arms into the flames and be totally consumed.
This child is only one of many that will be offered to the bronze idol. Biblical scholars say that sacrifices were given to Molech as early as 1200 BC and as late as 140 BC. The gruesome ritual traveled to Canaanite colonies around the Mediterranean. In the city of Carthage in North Africa, an estimated 20,000 funeral urns have been found near the ruins of the burial place, containing the tiny charred bones of ancient infants.
See again, babies. So one of the things that devil wants to do is not only to deceive, but want to kill. So 你会发现在这里又是婴孩，二者撒旦控告者或撒旦的那一位，他不只是要欺骗，而且他是要杀害。你再一次的看见在这里，谁被杀害 ？Baby 被杀害，婴孩被杀害。 而且是上帝指明的 babies， 一只一只的要把上帝的指明的 baby 杀掉。Maybe you'll think that all this is long time ago, happened long time ago, it nothing to do with me. But you see, today in our culture, abortion, same thing, abortion. Not only in the family of unbeliever, but also in the family generation to generation, in the family of what? Of Christian family. 今天堕胎不只是只有在不信主的家庭里面，在信主家庭一代又一代的这种发生，这一些的故事，这一些的文化，可能离得很远，但是用了另外一个方式，在这个时代中间重新出现了。 So this kind of culture, maybe it's a long time ago, but this culture already clothed in another form and appear in a different form in today's century. 在今天这个时代中间, 它再次的出现。 At that time, the people of God are your... You see that at that time, the people of God, they're supposedly to live out the image of God. But as a matter of fact, you'll see that all of them not really live out God image. 你发现到最后的时候，这些神的子民并没有活出上帝的形象。讲一句，你以为所有的基督徒都是正派人士吗？ Do you think all Christian, they all come like is a righteous person? All people of God righteous person? So let me tell you, this story in the Bible is even what? Earlier than 倚天屠龙记, Heavenly Sword and the what? The Dragon Saver. But this book already record all kinds of human nature for the very, very beginning already. 我告诉你，这本书呢，以比《倚天屠龙记》它所写的更早几千年，都已经把人性最可怕的都已经写出来了。你如果去看《倚天屠龙记》里面，什么正派人士啊，什么魔教中人呢？ 谁才是好的，谁才是坏的，都在一线之间，都在一念之间。所以对于这些神的百姓，神怎么样是施行审判？神没有睁一只眼闭一只眼不施行审判。 So toward this descendant of this people of God, they rebels against God. Does God just let them rebel against him without doing anything? You will see here God punished them. 神怎么样子 punish 他们呢？ How God punished them. Ironically, God used the descendant of serpent and to bring forth God's judgment toward what? This chosen people of God. And that descendant of serpent is officially called Babylon in the Bible. 你发现神反过来呢，就用蛇的后裔来施行审判在神子民身上，非常讽刺的，那就是用巴比伦来审判他们。所以圣经上面说到巴比伦的时候，他也是像大鱼。 So in the Bible, how he described the king of Babylon, he also described him as what? As a big giant monster in the sea. He has swallowed up us, filled his stomach with our delicacy, and then he has spilled us out. And God said, see, I will send venomous snake among you, vipers that cannot be charmed. 我必使毒蛇到你们中间，是不服法术的，必咬你们. This is the word of the Lord. 这是上帝自己的话语。 所以当把巴比伦攻下上帝子民的时候 发生什么事情？ So what happened when the king of Babylon came and bring all the people of God in exile? You will see here a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more.
当时就发生了这样子一个情景，在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音，是拉结哭他的儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
啊，不在了。If you don't obey me, that is a punishment you're going to deserve. Even though you are a descendant of the people of God, wipe you away.
就算你是上帝自己儿女的后代，都不在了。神借着巴比伦来审判他们，这是非常非常可怕的，非常非常可怕的。This is very terrible.
但是神还是最终的呢，还是会审判巴比伦，他使他巴比伦，最终呢也审判巴比伦。But at the end, God still punished the kingdom of Babylon. So no more Babylon now, no more Babylon, no more the kingdom of Babylon.
所以说你现在发现巴比伦也沉下去了。I will dry her sea and make her spring dry, and Babylon will be a heap of ruins. At the end, until 我现在就比较快，后来四百年过后，耶稣就来了。你会发现，当耶稣来的时候，同样的情节发生了。
When Jesus came to this earth, the real seed of woman came to this earth. Same pattern of story happened.
没有时间看今天这个故事，我就直接下去看。你会发现在耶稣诞生在这世界上面的时候，同样的情节发生。
When Jesus, the seed of woman, the promised one, came to this earth, same plot of the story happened. First, the king of what? Herod pursued after the babies at that time.
同样的，再一次的，这个法老王，不是法老王，希律王追杀当时的孩子们，把两岁以下孩子都杀了。所以呢，耶稣就被抬往到埃及去，然后最后呢，从埃及回来，我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
So Jesus at that time escaped to Egypt because what the Pharaoh wanted to search to kill children under 2 years old. And after the king of Herod, King Herod died, and then Jesus went back to Nazareth, and then he fulfilled the promise, out of Egypt I call my son.
然后耶稣就被引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And then he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. So if you look the whole thing, what have you seen in the beginning? Slavery in Egypt, babies killed, Moses survived, exile, returning, crossing the Red Sea, trials in the wilderness.
埃及为奴，孩子被杀，摩西生还，逃到米甸，回到埃及，领人过海，进入旷野。主耶稣呢，当时百姓没有盼望，孩子被杀，耶稣生还，逃到埃及，回到本地，约旦受浸，进入旷野。
The same thing happened. Do you think all this story just coincident?
你会觉得这所有的故事都是巧合吗？是圣经的作者突然间把这些故事情节巧合的放在一起吗？如果这些圣经的经文，圣经 的作者都在不处在不同一时代，所写这些圣经所有的情节都有着相似的地方，你说是上帝在掌权呢，还是只是巧合？
Do you think this is all coincident or this is a history in the hands of God? Because God wants to fulfill his promise, fulfill his prophecy pronouncement in Genesis 3 that the descendant of the seed of womanThe seed of woman will crush the head of the serpent.
所以主耶稣进到旷野当中，魔鬼试探他，对吧？
And then Satan tempted him in the wilderness. Same thing, people Israel in the wilderness, they are all tempted. But the difference is what? This real seed of woman reigned supreme because he never sinned.
问题就不同的地方就是以色列子民 在旷野当中的时候全部倒闭旷野，
They all die in the wilderness. But the thing is Jesus what? Reigned supreme because he never sinned.
And then 魔鬼就离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
And the devil cannot do anything to Jesus, and the devil left him. Angels came and tempted him.
I know today a little bit longer, but I want you to see. And then later on
法利赛人、撒都盖人都试探耶稣，很多人都来试探耶稣，一个一个来试探耶稣。所以说，施洗约翰就说了一句话 ：“You， 你们是出于你们父魔鬼。”不是，主耶稣说了一句话：“你们是出于你们父魔鬼，你们父的私欲。”结果约翰看见这些法利赛人跟撒都来说什么？你们是毒蛇的种类。So you see that many people comes to tempting Jesus, and Jesus said, "You belong to your father, the devil." That's why the John the Baptist said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of God?" All this link together. Now, 耶稣最后说，我不是拣选你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼，指的就是犹大。在 Mel Gibson 的 The Passion of Christ 里面有一幕，虽然不是照圣经所写的，但是这一幕对我来说，我觉得写得非常的真实。看一看，应该有吧？我忘记放进去吗？OK， 可能是荧幕的关系，我没有放进去，没有问题。可能是刚刚好时间也不够，没有问题。其实这里是讲到主耶稣在客西马尼园的时候，在 The Passion of Christ 里面有一幕，就是主耶稣呢有只蛇跑过来，然后呢主耶稣用他脚把这只蛇呢踩下去。那一幕呢对我来说非常非常的真实。In The Passion of Christ by Mel Gibson, there's one scene when Jesus pray in the Garden of Gethsemane.And at that moment, there's a snake. Snake came to Jesus, and Jesus trampled the snake on his feet. That is not recorded in the Bible. That's not never happened in the Bible. The Bible never described that part. But that part actually really means something to me. It really speaks something to me. 但是那段经文，那个影幕呢，对我来说有很深的一种体会，就是 see the woman finally crush the head of what? The Satan.所以儿童既有同血肉之体，他亲自成为血肉之体，特别借着死败坏那掌实权的魔鬼。So through the death, he might destroy the one who is the power of death. 所以务要谨守警醒，因为你们仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。Then through the death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, and so that you be self-controlled and alert.Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 接下来影片呢都不能看，是因为可能 software 的问题，没有问题。所以到最后的时候，这本书的最后一本书就是启示录，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。他最后的结局是如何呢？他跟另外的两只兽，一个是从海中上来的，一从地上上来的，一个是敌基督，一个是假先知，再加上这只龙，三位一体的二者。 This is the trinity of evil, devil ones. One is a Satan, the other two is a false prophet and the antichrist. The three of them, they come together, but God will destroy them at the end. 为什么？在这里的时候呢？ The great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent is called the devil and the Satan.And you will see two more beasts. One beast come out of the sea, the other one come out of the earth. There is a false prophet, and the other one is Antichrist. They all come together to, what? Fight against God's offspring. The dragon will enrage the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandment. So there is a war at the end times.所以在末世的时候，你会发现上帝的儿女跟神之间、蛇后裔之间的征战是越来越猛烈的。So you see the war between the people of God and the descendant on the serpent, descendant of evil one. That is reality. If you think your Christian life, if you think your Christian journal is okay, well, I don't know in the future, but something already been prophesied here at the end times.There's a great war between these two. 因此，我不是跟大家开玩笑，世界到末日的时候，这是真正发生的。如果前面的故事都是这么真实发生的话，那后面故事也应该是真实的。还有什么？ 荣要攻击什么上帝之的儿女，这是一贯穿整本圣经里面的一个很重要的主题。 There is a war between two, the enmity between the descendant of the seed woman and the descendant of evil, the descendant of serpent, but they overcame him by the blood of the land. 但是弟兄胜过他，却是羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，虽至于死也不爱惜生命。So this is a trial and persecution we're facing at the end times. 就是我们身为基督徒的时候，当我们面对最后末世的时候，我们所要面临的。但是我们有一个保障，我们能够倚天屠龙记，我们有倚天屠龙刀，我们吊胜胜过他，是因为什么？是因为羔羊的宝血。他的名称为上帝的道，有利剑从他口中出来。这就是 the word of God, out of his mouth came the sharp sword. 他会把那兽擒拿假先知全部丢在硫磺的火湖里面。 That is the end. We haven't come to that end. 我们还没有到那个末世的时候，但我们知道那是会发生的，我们是在过程的当中。若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他被扔在火湖里面。 Anyone's names was not found written in the book of life,thrown in the lake of fire. 他没有离弃他所所造的，但从开始的时候他就没有离弃他所造的，他甚至还亲自来到这世界中经历试探。 From very very beginning, not only did he not forsake his created world, but he came to this world to be tempted. Not only did he withdraw his redemptive plan, but submitted himself to be crucified by sinners. 他不仅没有收回他拯救的计划，当人一直不断犯罪的时候，他最终还是把自己交在罪人手中，钉上十字架。他没有立即在伊甸园的时候就把撒旦除掉，他最终呢，透过圣经记的启示告诉我们，透过自己的死来打破撒旦的头。 Not only did he not destroy Satan right away in the very beginning in the book of Genesis,But Christ Satan had through what? 不是别人的死， not through other people's death, but his own death. Not only did he not withdraw from being crucified, but overcame Satan who has the power of death through his resurrection. 他不仅没有退缩，不上十字架。当在克西马尼园的时候，如果刚才有看影片的话，你就可以了解，他没有退缩，他上十字架。最后以复活胜过撒旦死亡的权势，那只有名字记在超名羔羊生命册上的就能进去。 And those whose name were written in the land's abode of life, he will enter God's presence. No more curse, and they will reign forever and ever. 以后再没有咒诅，我们要与主一同做完，直到永永远远。 We will reign the supreme. Let us pray. 我们一起来祷告。主，我们求你自己施恩于我们，帮助我们。Lord, I just help us to understand more of your story, the words of your hands. 让我们更多明白你自己的故事，更多明白你手所做的工作，使我们在我们有限的日子当中，我们剩下的日子当中，好好为主为你合活。God, help us that the remaining of our daily life we can live out your image.And glorify your name. 奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。